It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Although Michigan's foreclosure activity declined in the first quarter of 2012, Michigan still has the seventh highest foreclosure rate in the country. Democratic Congressman Hanson Clark represents Michigan's 13th district. He's in Washington, D.C. this week and plans to introduce a bill that would suspend foreclosures nationally for up to 3 years. Congressman Clark, welcome to the program.
Well, it's great being on your show.
Can you walk me through the logistics of this bill? How would it work?
The way it would work is that the bill would encourage lenders to voluntarily negotiate and modify loans by giving the homeowner a little bit more time, by temporarily suspending foreclosures and evictions for at least 60 days so the parties can work out a loan modification. And if they don't, then the homeowner can ask for an extension of that suspension on foreclosures for a period of up to 3 years. However, the homeowner must be able to make payments on the mortgage, likely lower payments, and be able to maintain their property. The goal is to keep family homes occupied so we don't have the blight of abandoned vacant homes throughout neighborhoods.
It sounds like this bill would be dependent upon the cooperation of lenders. How likely is it that you would get that kind of cooperation? Have you spoken to lenders about this bill?
Yes. Lenders are more likely to return phone calls and meet with a homeowner if the foreclosure process is slowed down. That provides an incentive. The goal is to actually keep the homeowner in the home maintaining the property. Now, if the lender doesn't work out an agreement with the homeowner, then after the three-year period or whatever the judge determines, because this will be supervised by a federal district court and a federal judge, then the court can write down the principal on the mortgage down to the value, market value of the home, so that homeowner is no longer underwater and now is actually paying fair payments on the mortgage that they can afford. But over the three-year period, the time will also likely result in stabilizing property values, so there may not be much to write down.
Republicans have a majority in the House, so you would need Republican support to pass this bill. Do you think you'll get that support from the other side of the aisle?
Here's what I found out by speaking to other Republican members of Congress. I have a good friend of mine that represents the state of Arizona. His communities are hard hit by foreclosures. Many of his homeowners have either lost their homes or, if they're able to maintain their mortgage payments, they've lost their home values. So they can't even sell their home to be able to get the proceeds to retire. See, foreclosures and evictions hurt everyone. So yes, there are many Republicans who understand the value of keeping homeowners in their homes, maintaining their property. So in addition to introducing this bill, I'm also sending a directive to housing regulators to also write down mortgage principals and give homeowners a little bit more time to negotiate a loan modification with their lenders.
But there's not a way for you to really force them to do that. It's dependent upon them actually cooperating with you. Isn't that correct?
Well, but you know, the American people are the ones that are in charge. And I think Americans are fed up with depressed home values and seeing their life savings that they put in their homes just evaporate. They're going to demand that the federal government, that Congress, take action. Ultimately, it's the people who are in charge, and that's who I work for.
Well, some people may argue that if a person cannot afford their home, they shouldn't have that home, and that the foreclosure process is in place for a reason. Why do you think homeowners need this legislation?
Well, for homeowners who do have the income to maintain their property, pay their taxes, and pay a temporarily lower mortgage payment, it's important to keep that home occupied, because otherwise that home will become abandoned and likely be the source of crime. You know, many of these vacant homes end up becoming drug houses in even the most prosperous communities. That just destroys the value of living in that neighborhood. And that destroys neighbors who have maintained their property. They lose their entire life savings. So there's a huge risk right now to communities who are facing foreclosure that this epidemic is spreading and could destroy property tax bases for communities, but also ruin property values for individual homeowners. Everyone's hit by a foreclosure and eviction in the neighborhood.
Congressman Hanson Clark is a Democrat representing Michigan's 13th district. Thank you, Congressman.
You're very welcome.